Thank you, Bill King. Welcome back to the program. An event which was slated for Ryerson University has been canceled. A panel discussion entitled The Stifling of Free Speech on University Campuses. And why was it canceled? We're going to talk to one of the people who is going to be a speaker at said event. He is our good friend, Dr. Orrin Amitai. Dr. Amitai, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ted. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell me who was going to be on the panel first.
It was going to be Dr. Jordan Peterson, Dr. Gad Saad, Faith Goldie, and myself.
Okay. And why would we know some of those names? Faith Goldie is a journalist. She works for Rebel Media.
She did until yesterday.
Until yesterday.
Yeah, she was let go, and that's part of the controversy. Dr. Jordan Peterson, now probably Canada's, if not North America's, or the world's best-known psychologist. He gained prominence back in October of last year when he was, it was characterized that he's refusing to use, preferred pronouns. But his stance was much more nuanced, much more complex and important than that. It was about, the erosion of freedoms in Canada, and he fought for against Bill C-16 in the Senate, which would, kind of impose these pronouns on people or impose language on people. It wasn't about the pronouns. It was about language and what he saw as fascism. And Gad Saad is similar. He's an academic. He has a very popular YouTube channel. From McGill, I believe. He has a position in the States, perhaps, but he does a lot of research. He's an evolutionary psychologist, or he looks at the evolutionary psychology of business and marketing and sales. And, he's, again, well known on YouTube. And then it's me.
What were you going to speak about?
Well, I was going to actually, believe it or not, and no one knew this, but I was going to really try to compel the audience to fight for free speech for the right reason. To really check their motives, and instead of just doing it to trigger SJWs, the social justice warriors, instead of just saying I'm on Team Peterson or Team Saad or Team Other, and just trying to cause, to cause a reaction in other people, I was going to tell them my story, my background, my family background, and why I've been such a proponent for critical thinking and free speech. It's in my DNA, and
okay, so why don't you tell us right now, since this you're not going to be able to do this at this panel.
Well, we're hoping to have another panel at some point in the next couple of months, but I can tell a little bit of background. My grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. She was in the war camps, in the concentration camps. My mother started Canada's first LGBTQ, et cetera, and female positive, one of the first female positive spaces, Lovecraft, which, people older than 30 know that was Canada's first sex store in January 1972. But it was truly a safe space for people who didn't have those spaces before. She was, she fought for that. She fought the law, and she won. They tried to shut her down on obscenity charges back in 76, I believe. And she, she won. And my father is an animator, an artist, an intellectual, and he, he's Israeli, but he fought 50 years ago saying, we've got to treat Palestinians and Arabs as human beings. And he got run out of the country. He got run out of his intellectual circles because he was daring to say that, look, people are people. They're human beings. Treat them with dignity and respect. And I saw this all my life, and he continues to this day to make animation or cartoons fighting for for the rights of people. And this is what I was raised in.
Okay, good. I can see where your passion comes from.
Yes, and look, my parents adopted my brother. He was black. He still is, but when I was a little child, so I've got a half black brother. My brother's gay. My sister's lesbian. I mean, and it was never, unlike other people who are using this as a flag to wave. It's just it is what it was. And so that's what I was raised under. It's just this: people are people, regardless of color.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So I don't understand. One of the organizers for there was a planned rally against the event. Her name is Christine Elizabeth, and the rally was called "No Fascists in Our City."
I
don't get that. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're fascists at all.
No, I'm not, and neither are the other panelists. Now, again, Faith Goldie, she went down to the States to cover, the white supremacist, well, the alt-right permit and everything. And she unfortunately made a few missteps in the way she presented it. She's tried to clarify her position. She's tried to say, I'm not a fascist, I'm not a Nazi, a white supremacist, or anything like that. But she's been labeled and tarnished in that regard. And Jordan Peterson, Dr. Peterson is still to this day being called, oh, that transphobe. And if anyone knew anything about him, they would know that he is not. He's a very compassionate person. He's been lecturing against fascism for so many years. If anyone would take the time to listen to him, and again, Gadsad as well, he's fighting. We're the opposite of fascism. And ironically, the fascists have shut us down.
Yeah.
I want to be clear, though. Sorry, just to be clear that, I understand Ryerson's position.
You work for Ryerson, at Ryerson, right? You're a lecturer.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a lecturer, and I was co-sponsoring this because I work there. And the student who had organized this, she did it all on her own. She's a former student as well. She's one of my former students. And I don't begrudge Ryerson because I understand their position. A, with all the heat that was coming off of Charlottesville, they were concerned that, maybe the temperature is just too high because they had done a safety review previously and they said it was okay. But they revisited it after Charlottesville. But B, this Christine Elizabeth and her band of no goodnicks, they basically flooded Ryerson with calls and emails that they're bragging about on their Facebook page. We shut it down. So Ryerson was concerned about the safety and well-being of the students and of the property. And legally speaking, they had to do what was right for the protection of all. So I don't begrudge them. I get it. I begrudge Christine Elizabeth and all of her friends who have no idea what they're talking about. They took a very simplistic view of things. They saw only what they wanted to see. They refused to reach out to anybody and say, what are you planning on speaking about? What is this? No, they want to see us in a certain light. It's the us versus them, the oppressors versus the oppressed, and the privileged versus the non-privileged. And, it's the same of the identity politics that have led to so much chaos in the States. And it's infiltrated Canada. And this is just one more example.
Ryerson said, and I quote, after a thorough security review, the university has concluded that Ryerson is not equipped to provide the necessary level of public safety for the events to go forward. In light of recent events, Ryerson University is prioritizing campus safety. And I, like you, agree that they probably made the only move they could have done. But why don't you just go out and rent a hall?
Well, we are looking into doing that again in the next couple of months. Now there's a lot of coordination involved. Gadsad would be coming from Montreal, and Serena Singh, the person who had organized the event, she had invested a lot of money in plane tickets, hotel bookings, and so on, and a lot of guests. This was important to them. They're coming from out of town to see us. They've made their bookings, and they have to. They're going to get nailed for flight or hotel and so on. I mean, this is a huge disruption. And again, Christine Elizabeth and her whole, merry band of whatever, have inconvenienced a lot of people. And by the way, they also did something entirely reprehensible. They kept calling, what they were saying was that this August 22nd talk, the Our Free Speech talk, was a precursor or a warm-up to the September, I think it was 12th or 16th, which was going to be the organization or the rally by the white supremacists or the white nationalists, sorry. Okay, so they were linking us to these white nationalists. How dare they? So we are going to have another talk. We will find a place. We will hold it. And, we're hoping that calmer heads will prevail. And we hope that we can engage people in dialogue. That's how you progress as an intelligent, civilized, fair society. You have discussion. You have civil, respectful, honest discourse.
Well, I'm so sorry, Doctor. Please go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, unfortunately, the people who are opposed to that are the ones who have the advantage right now. And again, they can shut down things like this. You want to shut down a bunch of Nazis or white supremacists because they're actually promoting hate, because they're encouraging violence. Go ahead. I'm all for that. But when it comes to trying to, again, have an honest discussion about these matters in a complex, nuanced way, how dare you prevent people from speaking? That is the that's part of the definition of fascism.
Well, how can they just jump to a conclusion that what you're going to do is not good, is not going to be good unless they've heard what you're going to say?
But they haven't. That's the thing. They are narrow-minded, they're simple-minded, and they're weak-minded. And so they just have this image. And again, it's us versus them. And if you don't kowtow to exactly how they would like you to be, then you're the enemy. And we saw this with Brett Weinstein at Evergreen State College a few months ago. He's the most progressive person you're ever going to find. And he's been fighting for this for 20-something years or longer, yet he wasn't good enough for them, and they turned their sights on him as well. This is how ridiculous this has become, and this truly is pushing people to the extremes on the other side, and that's not healthy. So if you're a moderate, if you're a centrist, if you're a reasonable, rational person, well, that's not good enough for them. So immediately you're, a misogynist, you're a racist, you're a fascist, you're a white supremacist, and so on. And, this simplistic approach truly is causing this divisiveness and is pushing people into directions we don't want them to be pushed. It's getting scary. And again, the people like Christine Elizabeth and her friends, they truly are partly to blame for what we're seeing in the States, because reasonable people feel that they have no space where they are. They can't be in the center. And the left obviously is just too much for them, because it's just lunatics. So they're drifting toward the right.
Well, then you need to do this, and you need to have cameras there to record this, and you need to show the people exactly what it is that your points were, to show how foolish they are on the other side. We're gonna take a break, Doctor. When we come back, since we have you there, there's this new survey that came out that suggested loneliness can be as unhealthy as smoking 15 cigarettes in a day. We'll continue with Dr. Oren Amete in a moment. 1:15.